You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Chazal Misakin, the Gemara says that if a person davens and he misses his davening, he can make it up with tashlumin. In other words, a person could go ahead, if a person davens and misses Meirv, he can daven Shachas, Rachas, he can daven Mincha twice, and if he misses Mincha, Tuli, he can daven Meirv twice. That's one halacha. That's a din tashlumin, and we pass it's only the tefillah smucha. In other words, you can't go ahead, even though Rishayim will argue, but that's what we pass. You can't make up. A guy was in jail for 30 days, you can't go out and daven now 90-something tefillahs, even though there are Rishayim that hold that way. But that's the din. Now, another thing is, let's say a person, Taka, forgot to daven mincha Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and he makes it up by Marv twice, so he davens, not a choyl dika davening, but a Shabbos dika davening to make up for what he missed during the choyl. And vice versa, if he missed last today Shabbos davening, and he's davening now Motzei Shabbos, he davens a choyl dika davening, even though what he missed was Shkech. Another halacha, the Gemara says, I didn't bring it down because these are from we've gone over for all the years. Another halacha is if one davens on Rish Chedesh, that's what we're talking about today, and he forgets to say Yalev V'Yovah, except for Ma'ariv, the din is you daven again. So if one forgets to daven Mincha, if one davens Mincha, I'm sorry, and he forgets to say Yalev V'Yovah, see, he goes back and davens again in order to say Yalev V'Yovah. Comes along the Tesis, let's start the sheet. Tovaloy spal mincha bev Shabbos. Tovaloy spal mincha Shabbos. Okay. The first, after what it says that. Kosov Rabbein Yehuda. A half a line in. Kosov Rabbein Yehuda. Taisa quotes Rabbein Yehuda. Right? There's a Pirush Rabbein Yehuda on Brachas. Im ta. Person made a mistake. Velo hiski Rosh Chodesh b'mincha. He forgot to say Rosh Chodesh b'mincha. And he doesn't realize it till that night. So he comes over to Matzei Rosh Chodesh says, how was your Rosh Chodesh? Oh, I forgot to say by Mincha. I forgot Yalvi Yovah by Mincha. Right? V'lo yizkir b'mincha. Lo yispal oy b'layla. He doesn't have to make up the tefilas Mincha that he forgot to say Yalvi Yovah. No, had he remembered when it was still daytime, he would have davened again and say Yalvi Yovah. D'lama yispal oyd. Hare kvar yispal oy kol tefilas Mincha b'bayid yayim. He already davened Mincha. Levad Rosh Chodesh. Except for the Shalohiske, he didn't do the askar of Rosh Chodesh. He didn't say Yalvi Yovah. Davened, he did daven. In Cain, Ein Marviach Klum. He doesn't gain anything. By him, what did he do? He's going to daven Matzei Rosh Chodesh. Matzei Rosh Chodesh, you can't say Yalvi Yovah. And since you can't say Yalvi Yovah, what's the point of davening again? Why? Im Yachsi Yisrael Matzei Rosh Chodesh. Lo Yaski Oit Filas Rosh Chodesh, Yalvi Yovah. Vishmanasi Yud Ches Kvar Yisbalil. V'lodam, it's not like this Gemara. Even though he's not making up for Shabbos, Pir Shulchol, Mishum Shulay Spell Klal, he didn't daven at all. Im Kain, Tzayin Echanami, he's not making up for Shabbos, he's making up for the Tefillah. Im Kain, Yarviach Tefillah Shmanesa, Kshem Mispal Matzah Shabbos, Afi Shulyaska Shabbos. Right? Vim Taima Aloyu Mispal Yasim Amashu Chayv Lispal, Shaloha Yol Lispal Kim Zayin Brachas. Right on Shabbos, for whom is Baal Shmaneser brachas, bekach ein lochus. Shagam b'Shabbos, like Hashem bring hayadin she's Baal Kol Shmaneser. Really, you should daven all Shmaneser. Rak shetzichu mebnei teirach nimtza shemarviach kol tefilase. Aval kshetah, when he made a mistake over here, v'lo hiskish Rosh Chodesh, kvar yispalel im kein lo yaviach klum im yispal b'matzir Rosh Chodesh. V'udin nami mispal mincha Shabbos. Let's say a person daven yutches shleimus on Shabbos. A person forgot, right? A person davens on Shabbos, he forgets it's Shabbos and he davens Shmanesa, and then all of a sudden he remembers Matzei Shabbos that he davens Shmanesa. Nira de l'maitse Shabbos leis bal shtayim, de kvar spal Shmanesa brachas, umiyu berav alfas loy mashmiken, and Tosfos brings over Rav Alfas, we're not going to go into where's the deek from Rav Alfas. In Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh, they bring this shita that Tosfos is misyachas to Rabbeinu Alfasi that argues on this, and we'll see what they say. Let's first see we're going to do the Horban Yain because there's some halachas here that are stam A, good to know, and B, it'll be negeya certain afkaminas. Now, ta veloyus palu min. Now, let me ask you oil mashal like this. Stam, what if a person didn't daven musaf yet, right? He didn't daven musaf. So now, and he's got 2 minutes to daven. right? Mincha and Musaf. You can't daven both. Even though we'll all say, well, you can, you know, really you could, but okay, right? So he's going to only daven one. Which one would you give him? Which one would you tell him to daven? Mincha, because it's Tadeh. Tadeh Sheinu Tadeh, Toidim Koidim. Oh, Musaf has no Tashlumin. Therefore, it's better to go ahead and daven Musaf and then make up Tashlumin for Mincha. Who told you Musaf doesn't have Tashlumin? We know that, right? It's part of growing up in life that Musaf has no Tashlumin. Okay, so this is a good point. There's some Ahum Magen Avraham with Rabbi Kivega, which we'll put on hold and see. But what's this that Rabbi Kiva said? There's no tashum for Musaf. Let's look at this Rabbeinu Yoina. Tov olor spal mincha b'erev Shabbos. Spal arishtam shabbos. Kamashu on hashda. Sha'afa b'sheinu yisit tashum ha'moysa tefila atzva. Even though he's not making up for the tefila they missed, right? He missed on Shabbos and now he's davening in chol. Or vice versa. Afila hachim espal shtayim moysa shashabbos. V'ayimim rabbonei tzarfas. She'im tov olor spal tefilas musaf and kol yayim. Ein la tashlumin. Or it's not a gemara, it's a rishayinim. The betfilish menesra shirachamim. In other words, the Gemara says that. The Gemara says, oh, Shaila, can you make up mincha mar? Why? Avas mana, avas yoimai, bottle karbonai. Or, Dilma, since it's rachamim, that's the whole yisoid of tashum. Bechal, tashum is that way, because in karbonas you can't make up if you miss a carbon in the morning to make up the afternoon. So the whole yisoid of tefillah is tashum, of rachamim. Yesha tashum, shein zman bakash rachamim oiver, aval tefillah musav. She'ena l'shevach, kivin shavazman ena tashlumin. Musaf is a shevach. It's not bakoshes. It's not rachamim. Teida sherei anu reyin shapsukim shekar b'musaf ena n'maskir ma'isu b'tfilas yaitza. We say psukim. What do we say? Karbonis. We don't say karbonis in the morning. Tfilas is keneged midim tiknum. But you don't mention the karbonis. In fact, the Futna has a very nice maimer. I think it's Pesach, I remember. The Aruch HaShulchan asks, he says the Aura, but it's Aruch HaShulchan's Aura. Why is Minik Sfad is to say Hayoim, the Yoim after Shachris on Shabbos, or you know, any day there's a Musaf. And Minik Ashkenaz is to say it at the end, even though some shuls change that, I think, right? I think they change it only before people start rushing out, right? That's what I hear. I'm not looking at it totally for any reason, but that's, is it true Shari does it that way? Yeah. That's what I hear. So how did that come about?
I think it's a Yekka Sheminik.
It's a Yekka Sheminik that I don't know. I mean, they're not Yekkas, right? Okay,
they
yeah.
They adopted it in my lifetime here because they followed, Weichel did it for many, many years before that.
Ah, okay.
It comes to Balagan at the end of the time.
Now, right, because of the Balagan at the end of the field, people run out. So upon him, Ashkenaz does it at the end, like we do at the end. So the Aruch Shulchan asks, it makes more sense to do it after Shachas because the Shir Shirem is after the Tamash of Shachas. The Tamash of Musaf had a different. Right? Why do we say it? I mean, the Minigah grows, Taka say different type of shiras, but why do we say it in Dashka? So Hutna says very beautifully, because Shachris, you don't mention Karbonis. The Shir Shalim has to do with the carbon. So the place that the Shir Shalim is more matim, it makes more sense to put it, is a place where you mention Karbonis. Musaf is the only tefillah you mention Karbonis. You mention the Karbonis you bring up. Oh, so says Rabbeinu Yoina, Memela. He says, "Shabbat and rain." Pesukim shekarbon musvei no maskim so tefilatza. Shelo eskinu lemer ba pesukim shekarbon shachris kamoshim b'tefilas musaf. V'kimish shazua you can nega karbon musaf. That's mamish karbon musaf for others man. Ain la tashvulin. Aval tefilas yaitza sheshabbos or shomincha apishem shevach. Kimish she can nega tefilas rachamim shemisbam b'chol yain b'chol yeshem tashumin. That's how we paskin. Kamoshim yeshu tefilas chol umezeh tam oimim. Oh, gamkein. She'im ta'a v'lo hiske shirish chaydish b'mincha v'lo niska b'yoyim einay mispalel b'erev shtayim d'rbeni yoyina achas shal arvis v'achas shal mincha she'kiven she'ispal k'var shmanesa v'chazara ein atzichal m'pnei schiris v'rish chaydish hoyol v'ava yoyim v'lo niska b'oy t'shay v'rish chaydish lach so ispal ein achayza achshav d'ma po'el, this is d'rbeni yoyina d'ma tell us what gain does he do achas shal v'rish chaydish ispal p'am achers Kivin Shane Maskar Shesh Akshav. Vashmanesa Christ Bal Oysa. That's the Rabbeinu Yehuda that Toys quotes. Aval, Chachme Provinza, right? Chachme Provinza say, Oimim, the Kivin, the Oysa Tfilo, Lo Yotza Yede Chiyuv, Shaloy Espalal Oysam Kedina, Kemi Shaloy Espalal Klal Daininale. umespalel shtaim le'erev. That's the riff that the Tosfos is medayik. Va'af pi she'avar she'kvar avar Rosh Chodesh ve'ein maske in Rosh Chodesh b'tefila. In other words, unbelievable machlokes, like the Reb Chaim says, that the posh pshat in Tosfos is the first sheet that holds that. Well, I'm going to ask you like this. Let's see what you'd say. The din is, if you forget Yalva Yava, you go back and daven again. Me'ikar din, you don't have to daven again. You can listen to the Shir Tzibur. The Gemara says that. We don't do it nowadays because we're not Mechav. But technically, you can do that, right? You can go ahead and listen to Shir Tzibur. So a guy is all of a sudden realized later, he forgot to say Yalva Yava. So he's got to daven again. You know, he's a little embarrassed. Somebody told me once that their grandfather was in a shul with the Meir Arik in Wien. Meir Arik was a goyin out there. The Meir Arik went back, Rosh Chodesh daven, and then 2 seconds later he goes back and davens again. He had forgotten to say Yalav Yovai. They asked him, I said, what was that? He says, I forgot Yalav Yovai. He says, imagine every Pesach of the year looks around 100 times to see if somebody's going to notice that he forgot. Here's a Meir Arik, a goyin, he knew everything about Pe. He forgot Yalav Yovai. He said, that's it, then you go back. All right, so you're embarrassed. You say, you know what, I'll run to the white shul, chap a minion over there, and I'll listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Right? This one, no one... So he goes to the white shul, and the Shliach Tzibur is in the middle of davening. Right? Can he just listen to the Yalav Yovel? What would you say? Can he just listen to... Does he have to listen to the whole tefillah, or just the Yalav Yovel?
The whole deficiency is the tefillah. It's not the Askara, it's the tefillah.
Who says? According to Ben Yehuda...
To use your
terminology, the deficiency is the Yalav Yovel. No, that's what he's saying. Oh, so that's what Chaim says. Chaim says, not this Shaila. This Shaila is a Pri Chodesh, a Machloikis. Pri Chodesh, and I forgot the name, Marash Gurmizan, I think he brings. The Chaim says, a Pshat, which is I mean, others before Chaim said, but Chaim speaks out in Sefer, in Stencil, that the first sheet that holds you Yaitzish Menezer. The point of going back is in order to say Yalav Yovel. How a Chazal Misakin Yalav Yovel? Only if you do it in the framework of a Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, a person can get I forgot Shemoneh Esrei. I forgot Yalav Yovel. I'm going to say Yalav Yovel. No such thing. Yalav Yovel has to be a Shemoneh Esrei. So Chazal lets you daven again to say Yalav Yovel. So that's what the Pri Chodesh says. Awesome. Maybe if the whole point is just to say Yalav Yovel, except you need the framework of Shemoneh Esrei, use the Chazan's framework of Shemoneh Esrei. And who says you have to listen? Oh, maybe not. Maybe you have to hear. You have to do the whole Shemoneh Esrei again with the Yalav Yovel. That's a shaila.
So why by benching it's only Avar Rachamon?
So 1 second. What?
By benching it, you don't have to say the whole benching over. You just say Avar Rachamon and you're done for Yalav Yovel. I'm wrong.
Okay. It's not true.
Chanukah
only, right? Only Chanukah.
Oh,
Chanukah. It's like the first Chuvah of Kivega, where the shaila there said. He remembers when he was young, you don't have to go back for Yalav Yovel. And Riki Vega nicely says, you're right, but that was Rosh Chodesh that happened to you, not on Yom Tov. We'll talk about that in a minute, Ben. But anyway, the other sheet, the Chachmei Provincia holds, no, your Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei was not a good Shemoneh Esrei. If you didn't say Yalav Yovel, your Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei was not a good Shemoneh Esrei. So mainly you have to go back because you didn't daven. Now you're going back, it's Motzei Rosh Chodesh, you're not gaining anything. Doesn't matter. At that time, the Shemoneh Esrei was not a Shemoneh Esrei, so you have to daven another Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Machloikis. That's Pashut the Machloikis. Now, let's use Ben, because I was going to say a different situation, but you can use a Ben's situation. What's the din if one forgets to say Ritzei on Shabbos and benching? You say a bracha after Bnei Shlaim. But if you started a Toiv HaMeitiv, you have to go back for benching. It's Makav. And what if you forget on Yom Tov? Same thing. Since anytime you have to eat a Suda, you go back. You go back for Yalav Yovel. Again, if you remember before you started a Toiv HaMeitiv, there's a special bracha. So if we assume benching and davening, this Shaila is in the rugged Shabbat. So let's say a guy's benching Shabbos Yom Tov. Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, right? So he benches, and the first time the Shlomazel forgets to say Yalav Yovel, but he says Ritzei. Benches again, now he's a Shlomiel. Right? He forgets to say Ritzei, but he says Yalav Yovel. Does he have to bench a third time? So he says, it depends on these two shitas. If you say that it's that the deficiency, as I say, was just in the Askara, so you benched, Except Chazal say, in order to make up what you missed, bench again. So you said you said Yal V'Yalva. But if you say no, the tefillah was not a good tefillah, the benching was not a good tefillah. So each benching, the one that was missing Ritzay is no good, the one that's missing Yal V'Yalva is no good, you have to bench a third time. That's what would come out over there. Okay? You have the same thing in tefillah, such as Zach, a person, Davin Shmanesah, on Shabbos, who was chorally forgot who, but he said Yal V'Yalva because it was Yom Tov, and then he realized, oh, it's Shabbos, he went back at Davin Shabbos, forgot to say that it was Yom Tov, whatever it is, can you be mitzvah of the two? Okay, but that's all. Now, La Lacha comes along, and this is a Lacha Lemaisa. The third line, the last three lines in the Ben Yoina. Umayri Arav, not Shevach Mona Pricket. Ben Yoina was alive when the Talmidei Rabbein, technically this is the name of the Sefer, Talmidei Rabbein Yoina. Hoya Mesupik Bezeh, Vahoya Oimer. So he says, what do you do, Taka? Right, the person forgets Mincha today, Yal V'Yava. What does he do, Matzai Rosh Chodesh? According to Rabbein Yehuda, he does not go back. According to Chachmei Provinci, he does go back. So he says, Shanochan Lotzim Minasofik, she is Pal Oisola Erev, Beteris Nedava. He should daven tonight, when he davens Shmanesah, a second Shmanesah, Beteris Nedava. Because the din is you can do a Nedava. Ah, you have to be Machadish something, and we usually don't know how to be Machadish. Vein so chadish bedava, kivin shu mispal oisal derech hasafik, ki shem alacha hu, like the chachmei provincia, shetzach lach sespal oisal lachayva, ein lachach chidish gol mazeh, which is a clown, the poiskim, that any time you have a suffix, that's called like being mechadish something. So that's the alacha lemais. You do, but in tefillah, since there's a way to get out of it, because in a dava, so you go chazahum is sakin, there you do it. And a chanam. We see because of lavayshi, smal adam kol yayim, the umum machmen tefillah. That's a good point, but that's what he said. Okay. That's the halacha Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Ta b'mincha shel Shabbos, v'spal shmenesu v'lo hiskir shel Shabbos, mispal b'matzah Shabbos, v'ein amavda, v'spal se b'toys nadova, v'ein tzach l'chadosh b'dova, hu din lo hiskir yal yov, v'mincha shel Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Now, by the way, there is one time you can't get out of it, and that's because we paskin, you can't make an adova when? On Shabbos. Machlekes Rishayim. If one can make a nedava on Shabbos, some Yishayim say, which way we paskin, since you can't bring a carbon nedava, so you can't bring a tefillah nedava. Another Yishayim say, it's out of carbon. The problem with bringing a carbon nedava is because you're doing malacha. You're not doing malacha, obviously, when you're daven. But others say, since it's connected carbonus, they didn't allow it. Machoik, we paskin, you cannot make a tefillah nedava. Oh, so if a person, Friday was, let's say, Rosh Chodesh, you said you daven, you forgot to say Yal V'Yava, then you don't have this eitzah of davening Friday night twice. Then Reb Tulli would be right. Suffolk brachas lahakol. Okay, but that's halacha. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says a chiddush halacha. What's that? Venirali. Okay, venirali. Let's say this would have happened to you yesterday in davening in mincha. You forgot to say yalav v'yavay. Okay, you forgot to say yalav v'yavay. And now you remember Motzei Shabbos, first day. So now, what do you gain by going back? Zokta Mavrim, what do you mean, what do you gain by going back? Have I been going back? Nearly. The Imbal, if it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, the Imbal Laila Gamkin Rosh Chodesh, Lekuli Alma Yispalel. Everybody holds he should daven again. Do Yaviyachshi, Yama Yala V'Yavai. Last night, if you daven again, Tashlumin, the second tefillah has a Yal V'Yava because you're davening Rosh Chodesh. And since you're davening Rosh Chodesh and you're saying Yal V'Yava, you're making up for the tefillah that in the daytime that you forgot to say in Azkar. So even Rabbein Yehuda who says that there's nothing, you don't gain anything by going back, you do have what to gain. You're saying Yal V'Yava. V'hu adim b'leil Yom Tov Sheni. Same thing with Yom Tov Sheni. Meaning, if it was Shvi'i Shal Pesach, right? And you forgot to say, you davened the tefillah shel chorl, right? So if it's an Eretz Yisrael, what will be the din, or in the last day, Shmini of Pesach, right? Shi of Sukkot. You davened the tefillah shel chorl mincha. And then all of a sudden you realize, Matzei Yom Tov, oy vey, I davened the tefillah of chorl. According to Ben Yud, there's no point to going back. According to Chachmei Provincia, you want Yaitz tefillah, so you have to go back. According to what? The other Shita, you do have to go back. Why? because he didn't daven. But according to that's called Chachmei Provinci. But according to Shitas of Ben Yehuda, you wouldn't have to go back because you're not gaining anything. Zok the Magen Avraham. But if you forgot to say on the seventh day of Pesach, and now it's Motzei, seventh day, which means it's eighth day for us, it's still Yom Tov. How could you say you don't go back? You should go back. Why?
What?
What? Because you have what to gain. That's what that's the Magen Avraham. Okay. What?
What's the
Chiddush? Okay. Good.
Now you're saying you'll be able twice. You're saying you
want to say twice,
you'll be able
twice. You said, yeah, so Shmuel's asking, why not? What's the. It wouldn't be such a taina because Magen Avraham is a halacha sefer. He's still telling us people that we maybe not think about that. This is the din. But you're asking, is pshita? Sounds pshita. B'tayus kashi saying, yeah, why not? Makes sense. There's nothing. What could you ask on it, in other words?
Okay, you missed mincha.
You daven mincha on the on the first day. You forgot to say Yalav Yavoy. Or you forgot to say Tefillah Shol Yom Tov.
Right.
Go ahead.
And then so Leil Ches, right?
Right.
Right, so now you're going
to... Now, if it will be last day or in your Netz Yisrael Dika, so much say Pesach, it's too late to make up for it. Okay. Because you're going to have a regular Vacha Dika. So you're just doing the same Tefillah you did already.
Right.
But in Chutz Laaretz, we have 2 days, so you have a... So that's the Chiddush. I mean, that's Chiddush. That's the Psak.
Why would that be Pasha?
Why would that be Pasha? What would you think?
And any other time, why can't you?
Well, when we say other times you don't, because you have nothing to... His old time is Maya Viach. So over here, we call the Shmuel saying, of course Maya Viach. He's Yaviach, that he davens what he missed. Okay? What's bothering you?
He's getting his
tefillah
that he missed.
That, right, so that's good.
Okay.
That's what the Magen Avraham says, you should do it. So you're asking what Shmuel is asking. Pshita, it's Poshit. You're asking is, yeah, before the Magen Avraham makes sense. Let's look at the Rekiv Eiger. You see the Rekiv Eiger number 5. Rekiv Eiger brings from the Sefer Binyan Ariel. Sam, can you tell us who the Binyan Ariel is? Not that one, huh? That's a hard one. Okay. Reb Shol Amsterdam, the Chida, writes that he was once Purim in Shem HaGdolim under Binyan Ariel or Reb Shol Amsterdam. It's a very dicker sefer, like more like Chanukah Satera style of Chiddush, big chaps, on a parsha. But the Chida says he was once Purim by his house in Amsterdam as he was traveling, and the Rebbetzin made a cake. And he describes it in detail with sugar, what we call nowadays, I guess, cream, you know, the cream that they
frosting,
make, you know.
Frosting.
So he says from sugar. I guess that was what they used then. I don't know. I guess it's also, hopefully, at least, who knows where it's from. A guy told me once he worked in a bakery and did that. Once he worked in a bakery, so he never ate it again. He says that stuff doesn't come out of your hands. You can wash it for hours. It's not. So he realized it's not just sugar. But anyway, he describes in detail the cake had all the figurines of Purim. Esther and Haman and Ahasuerus and everything. And he says he describes it at length. And he says, if I remember correctly, I'm not sure, 100%, Zachisi lekabel pnei Ashchina. That's what he writes on the Shol Amsterdam. The Chidot, write that on someone. Zachisi lekabel pnei Ashchina. That's what he writes then, he was there. Right? So anyway, his sick. Listen to this kasha. Kiven the base yomim rosh chodesh, heavy rak misafik. He says, what happened over here? He says, Reb Shmuel's not right. You're asking pshita. I forget. I have a kasha on him. Why? Im came a man of shach. Im yom base rosh chodesh. If the second day is really rosh chodesh, loy his spalal kedinai. Right. If the second one is, then he doesn't. He's not davening correctly. What is it? In other words, what happened over here? In Yom Beis Rosh Chodesh, right?
The first day was really hot.
Right. So he's, what's he got to daven for now? He didn't miss anything. What's he davening for? V'im Yom Aleph Rosh Chodesh, Eimaharei Lahaske Achshav Yalav Yava. And if the first day was, so really he shouldn't be saying now Yalav Yava, because not really Rosh Chodesh. Right? That's his taina.
Yes. That's really not a taina. That would be the same thing with Shabbos and Yom Tov also.
That's what he's saying.
You're still saying that they wouldn't.
No, but he's saying over here, if the yesterday was Rosh Chodesh, right, then I can't make it up now because not Rosh Chodesh. And if yesterday was not Rosh Chodesh, right, so I didn't really do anything wrong by skipping Yalav Yovah. I wasn't supposed to say Yalav Yovah.
We don't care about that.
Why? What? What's
because,
the?
Because let's say it's Shabbos Mincha. So you missed that, and then you davening too much.
No, Shabbos, there's no suffix. That's Shabbos. He's talking about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, he says, because it's a suffix. Huh? Well, okay, fine. He's asking on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so one second. Ube Sefer, so now that Kivega brings us Binyan Ariel, which the Tzlach quotes in Brachos. Ube Sefer Tzlach, also Brachos Perek Dalid, he says, Kosa the Bebez Yomim Chodesh, Hecha de Bo Edom in a Minchla Maila, Kiyema Arichta Damye. Right? It's like one big day, meaning that the Gemara says that it says in the Mishnah, in Rosh Hashanah, Pam Achas, they were waiting for the Edom to come. They knew that, you know, scientifically, astronomically, they knew that the moon is supposed to come out. And they were waiting for the Edom to come on, Monday. And the Edom didn't come. So by the time they got to the Tomei Shabbos Ben Arba'im, they said the Shir Shel Yom of a regular day. Normally you'd say Shir Shel Yom of Musaf, because Edom usually showed up in the morning. Right? They figured it's not Rosh Hashanah. All of a sudden, lo and behold, Edom showed up. All right? So the first day became Rosh Hashanah. So they sang the wrong Shir. So because they sang the wrong Shir, they didn't bring the Karban Musaf. The Karban Musaf was supposed to be before the Tamid Shabbain Arbaim. The Tosfos goes into that. So what happened? They made a takana that from now on, if Edom don't show up before Mincha, right? So therefore we say that we don't accept their Edus today. And since we don't accept their Edus today, we know today's going to be Chorl, right? And tomorrow's going to be Rosh Hashanah, right? But because they were afraid that what will happen is that the next year they'll say towards middle, last year also I remember we were waiting for Edom and they didn't show up and they made it Chol. So they'll make it Chol before Chatzais, right? They might make it Chol before Chatzais. So they said you have to keep the first day as Yom Tov. So that means really that what they did was they made a takana that both days are Kodesh, right? In other words, even though the second day is really the right day, and the first day is not, but they still have to not allow to do Malacha. That's what the Mishnah says. Posh Pshan, the Mishnah, is it's talked about Rosh Hashanah. That Slach says, so, and because of that, we have what's called Yom Arichta. That's the side of what's called Yom Arichta, one Kedusha. Because of that, the Tzlach says, this problem you have every Rosh Chodesh. It's not limited to Rosh Hashanah. So Tzlach goes into and he says, you know what? This problem is not only on Rosh Hashanah, it's on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the same takana, even though it's not in the game of Lacha, but they made a takana that you keep both days as one day Yom Tov. So therefore, the Tzlach says, Rosh Chodesh is not the Pshat Meman of Shach. It's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. That's what he says. Okay? And then Rav Kivega brings to Evan, that was the Binyan Ariel's Kasha, this is Tzlach's Teretz. So the Velt asks a Kasha. I brought it only because it's a Pasha Kasha. The one who asks it is the Emek Bracha. You're familiar with that, Rav Shon, right? The Emek Bracha, you're familiar with that? What? Rabbi Le Pomeranchik, you know, he was. He was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. And he was nifta in the 1950s. He was very young, and I once mentioned it in Rav Shlomo by Yibad L'Chaim Tovim by the Rav Shul by Rav Shlomo's father, and I said over an Emek Bracha, and I said, did the Rav know him from Brisk? He said, yeah, he was my younger chavrusa, right? He was my younger chavrusa. The Rav was older than him. In other words, when he died in the 50s, he must have been 30 something years old, right? He must have been. What? Very young, right. It was a Meridika going in and learning. So the Rav was older than him. Anyway, Lanias Daiti, listen to what he asks. I'm going to say it out. He says, what's going on over here? Sveika de Yoma? What kind of Sveika de Yoma? There's no Sveika de Yoma over here. Why? Rosh Chodesh is Sveika de Yoma? What do you think? Is Rosh Chodesh Sveika de Yoma like Yom Tov? What would you say?
Takana.
What? Takana. Forget about Takana. Is it, in logic, is it 2 days of Suffolk? Why are you Kiva? What? What's today?
Today's Aleph.
Okay, so what are you trying to say?
There's only one Aleph.
And there's only 1/15th of Nisan. What's the difference?
So the other day is somehow
it's a Suffolk. You don't know when the Edom, when it's going to be Rosh Chodesh.
But that's only human response.
Right, so it's a Suffolk.
There's only one Moed.
That's his Kasha. It's a Suffolk. Right. There's only one day of Yom Tov. What's the difference?
Why some Rosh Chodesh we do one?
What?
Why do sometimes we do one day Rosh
Chodesh? Oh, not why. You should say that's the Raya, it's not. Next month of is only one day. If it's a Suffolk, it should be a Suffolk every... It should always be 2 days. It's not. Rosh Chodesh has nothing to do with a Suffolk. Rosh Chodesh is the Pshat. Yesterday could have been Rosh Chodesh. I forgot the Shlomi Fidoman Rambam Zman. Yesterday could have been Rosh Chodesh. Why? How long is a month? 29 and a half days plus change. That means, but the Gemara Darshans, Yomim Atamayne Lechadoshim V'i Atamaynim Shots. Mela, what do? We have 30 days and 20, basically. There's the whole system, of course. So you shouldn't have Adu Rosh and Shana Rabba, all kinds of things. So Mimela, we have, let me read you the Lashon Rambam. Lashon Rambam, I didn't write it down here, but just I want to go into this next week, just a little more into this here. Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh. By the way, the Frankel Rambam was redone on Zmanim. I don't know if you're familiar. Yeah. When this first, the Zmanim is the very Shvach. When it came out, Rav Shach was very upset because it's done very... I mean, I could tell you a lot of Maram Akoyimus. It's not much. So they just redid it. It's fantastic, really. I guess with computers
did
they
the
did.
Whole thing.
What?
Did the whole thing.
No, just Zmanim. Just Zmanim. Not the whole set. I mean, this could be. As far as I saw, just the Zmanim. Listen to this. Yom Shloishim Perkhes the 30th day, that was yesterday. Yesterday was 30th days of Sivan. Yom Shloishim la'olam oisin oisa Rosh Chodesh b'cheshbon zeh. Im ha'yachodesh ha'ava chasa, yesh shloishim Rosh Chodesh haba. V'im ha'yachodesh ha'ava malay, yesh shloishim yom Rosh Chodesh ha'olam ha'ktsasa Rosh Chodesh. Because part of the day is Rosh Chodesh. In other words, it doesn't necessarily come out, but usually the moon should have appeared yesterday at some point, but could be appeared in the middle of the day. So in the middle of the day, technically it's Rosh Chodesh, so they gave it a din Rosh Chodesh. In other words, they said whenever the 30th, we have a 30th, make a Rosh Chodesh, because it could be Rosh Chodesh. But you might see you're right, that's what you're tiny. When you have, what Nasa's saying is, when you have 2 days of Yom Tov, which is the good day? The first. The second is Asvek Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh, today is Rosh Chodesh. Yesterday could have been Rosh Chodesh. Technically could have made it Rosh Chodesh. Because you can have a month could be 29 or 30 days. So for some reason, Beis Din decided, you know what, we don't want this year Tammuz to come out on Sunday. Whatever reason, they don't want it to come out. Then they could have made Rosh Chodesh yesterday. So it's not called a Suffolk. Each day is called a...
What?
I can't hear. No, because that's the point he's saying. He's saying they were misaking it as a Rosh Chodesh. It's a takana to say Yalav Yavoy. It's not on Suffolk. It's a vat. You could have been, but they were misaking Rosh Chodesh. That's basically the Rabbi Pram Ranchik Steiner. Okay, that's what he says. Take a look. Tamuli, the Ma'ain Lokach Abal Binyan Ariel. Loima de Beis Yomim de Rosh Chodesh Metam Sveika, וגם למה צריך תאמה של צלח, אצל תקונה שלא יקבלו, עדם אל מנחה, גם לפני התקונה זו, כבר היה נגן באיזה יום דורש חיידש. You look in Shmuel, right? Mocha Chodesh, right? You have a Mocha Chodesh. What happened? David HaMelech came twice. Two Sudas. What do I have two Sudas? You didn't have Sudas. Yesterday we had a Suda. Today we have a Suda, right? Right? Mitam, there's Yiv Shita in Shulchan Aruch, by the way, in Tour. I don't know if it's in Shulchan Aruch. That if you miss some reason, Vash Chodesh Suda, you can make it up the next day. Very unusual halacha. Mitam HaMavur Baroi, it brings the Rambam. The Yom Lamed La'olam Oysen Oysa Kodesh, Af Shein Moinen HaMiyom HaMachos. דהיינו מיום למד אלף, משום דמקצה של יום למד הוא מהחודש הבא, דהיינו חצי היום. דהרי חדושה של לבנו הוא חפטס יום וחצי, וכיוון שמקצה של קודש נויגן קודל קודש, וכן כוסה שיבור ללקת בשם רבן ישלם ורבן ישעיה, דנויגן יום למד קודש, שחצי הוא לחודש הבא. Half of it belongs, even though it doesn't, yesterday was למד, but half of it, as far as the cycle of the moon, was from yesterday. But the next month, all we have is 29 days. How can a month be 29 days? Torah says, the half a day from yesterday. So it's not a suffix. Oh, now this will only help us legabe what? Legabe Rosh Chodesh. It will not help us legabe Yom Tov. Yom Tov stakasa. Okay.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.